Work utes and vans are the backbone of small business, especially over the last 2 years with all the issues we have faced. This week I'm driving the Toyota Hilux single cab Trayback two-wheel drive ute. This comes with a 2.7 litre petrol engine and a 5-speed manual transmission. This really is the entry-level model with a modest 122 kilowatt and 245 newton metres available. It's also a little bit thirsty as we averaged 12.7 litres per 100k on our week's drive. Inside, it is comfortable enough for people under 180 centimetres. While it does have some good features like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, it misses out on basic safety features like a reversing camera, which is essential, and blind spot indicators. What it does have, though, is a 2,500 kilo towing capacity, a hefty 1,225 kilo payload, and a huge 2.55 by 1.8 metre tray that is ready for whatever you want to load onto it. Having 1,225 kilo payload means that the springs are fairly stiff and driving the ute without a load is an exercise in self-punishment. You bounce and jiggle around. That's the trade-off. Priced from around $24,225 plus the usual cost, it's relatively inexpensive. I'm Rob Fraser.
anyauto.com.au. Head there now to check out a review of the Jaguar F-Pace R-Dynamic. If something a little more family-focused is on your agenda, the diesel-powered Kia Carnival Platinum and two genuine 4x4s are put to the test, the new Land Rover Defender 110 and the Nissan Patrol TIL. Check it out today, anyauto.com.au, for all the latest auto news and reviews.